keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rocking and roll. In your soul, it makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
Meet me at the candy store, quarter to three. Just remember, you and me have a little ice cream. Drink a soda pop, well, a nickel in the jukebox, juke a little high. Meet me at the candy store, save me a seat. I've got a quarter, we'll have a little drink. Dance to the music, rock and roll, well, we'll do a little fish, then a little show. Honey, you coming out of candy store with me?
You still bugging me?
Honey, I ain't bugging you. You're a big drag.
I'm a big drag.
You're a big drag.
I still ain't going to candy store.
Baby, get lost, man. I'm in me at the candy store. Don't be late. Just remember, it's our first date. No more Tommy, Billy, and Fred. Well, you and me, but we're going steady. We're going steady, baby, steady, baby.
Man, do I look like I'm shaking.
Steady, baby, going steady, baby.
I still ain't shaking, man.
Baby, going steady with me.
She's still not shaking. You know, and nothing shaking with her, actually, apparently. So that was Meet Me at the Candy Store by the Chesterfields. On the Cub label from May 1958. That's right, the Chesterfields used to name groups after cigarettes back in those days. Anyway, that's the way to open up the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. I have one of my usual crazy assortments of things for you. A lot of doo-wop tonight, a soul piece or two here and there, and some rhythm and blues. I sure hope you like it. And I think we'll open up after the Chesterfields. We're going to go to the Cub label again, but October 1959. And here's a single artist called Rocky Hart. And he's backed up, apparently, by the Passions. The Brooklyn Passions, apparently, are backing him up on this record. They don't have any credit on it, though. And really, if you think that's odd, the oddball thing is that he's covering about 1959, covering a Buddy Holly tune. So here's a doo-wop version of a rockabilly, if you want to call Buddy Holly rockabilly, Every Day by Rocky Hart and the Passions on Cub from October 1959. My name is Lou Rollo, and welcome.
Show. Ba 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 on your radio. Ba ba.
People say that's their favorite of the Caprice records on Old Town. I kind of agree with them, I guess. From March 1961, that, I don't think it was, certainly not a major hit. I know it wasn't a major hit, but I think it was a minor hit, at least in the New York area. It did get airplay in the New York area, and that's why I went out and bought it. That was the Caprice and Where I Fell in Love. The other side, called Some People Think, a B-side, is not bad either. And before that, on the Ebb label, October 1957, the Hollywood Flames gave us something called So Good, and it certainly was. Rocky Heart and the Passions on Cub, as I mentioned, October 1959, doing Buddy Holly's Every Day, here on the Big Beat Show, where we do play, well, we play, you know, sometimes famous things, but very rarely do we do that, because that, you have access to that already, someplace or another. This is the place where you're going to find alternate takes, B-sides, non-hits, things people did before they were famous or after they were famous or who knows what. Anything else? And a group record that is going to have some good harmony in it, something novel. I'm going to try to get it on here on the Big Beat Show. We've been doing that since 1981 right here on WRSU-FM. Speaking of B-sides, here are two B-sides.
I want to be loved, but by only by you. I shouldn't be so crazy about you, but what can I do?
What can I do?
Just feeling longer, but I be loved.
I won't be loved.
But by only you.
But by only by you.
I shouldn't be crazy.
I shouldn't be crazy.
What can I do?
What can I do?
Just feeling magnifying my dream.
Two stinging performances by a group called the Bees. So there were two Bees sides for you. The first one was called I Want to Be Loved, recorded September 4th, 1954, and issued on Imperial in November of that year. Darling Please, which we just heard, was recorded at the very same session, but was never, ever released until an LP, a vinyl LP, came out in 1968, from which I played it also. That was Darling Please by the Bees, both recorded September 4th, 1954. Right now, moving right along, as they say in Radio Land, I want to say hi to Gary Warchak in Shaker Heights, Ohio, and he asked me to give a mention to George Manoogian, who many of you I know are concerned about George. He's recovering quite well from a stroke that he had, and Gary wanted me to send something out to him, or at least dedicate something to him. So that's what I will do next. Thank you, Gary. From up that way, up in New England, this is Bill Baker and a studio group on the Music Note label from 1962. This is for George and this is called Teenage Triangle.
He's holding her hand, she's wearing my ring, the vow that she made just don't mean a thing. The grown-ups all said we were too young to wed, but I followed my heart instead of my head. I tried to forgive the thing she did. I said to myself, she's just a kid. But she'll never change. Our love has to end. I lost her, and I've lost my best friend. I felt in my heart something was amiss. My world fell apart. Go back as we were, for it was my best friend I saw kissing her.
girl, little girl, little girl.
Day-to-day living. One thing stands out as a completely unique experience.
Well, it's not every day, but it's Thursday night. It's a completely unique experience. The Big Beat Show, right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I just want to give a big hug out to everybody out there who listens to my show regularly or once in a while, doesn't matter. If you appreciate this music, then that hug is for you. And let's see what we heard. Right after Bill Baker and Group with Teenage Triangle, then you know who the next guy was, absolutely. That was Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Something recorded February 17th, 1957, but never released until a box set of CDs came out, oh boy, I don't know, 5 years ago or so, I'm guessing. I don't remember. And that's called It Would Be So Nice. And right after that, for Flo Fox in New York City, a really nice doo-wop, The Dreamers and Little Girl, which was issued on the Cousins label in October 1962, and in December of 1962 on the May label. Almost a couple months there. And same song, Little Girl by The Dreamers. I want to thank Christine Vitale for being so foolish as to have someone like me as her guest last Sunday night on her show for a couple hours. It was really a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. I hope most of you listeners to this show got to listen to that one also. Now, let's see, some business to take care of right here. A couple weeks ago, like last week, we had a station automatically shut down because of the heat. Hope that doesn't happen tonight. So far, so good. At last, that was my head. I played a couple weeks ago My Affair by Savannah Churchill, an unnamed group. I believe I said it was the King Odom Quartet. Thank you very, very much for the correction on this. Tony Fournier, the main expert, I guess you'd say, on Savannah Churchill, he informs me that was the Striders. So I want everybody to make your corrections in your logs. My Affair by Savannah Churchill, she was backed up by the Striders. Also on that show, there was one song I played near the beginning, I guess, about the sixth or seventh song. I didn't say what it was, but it was Heart of a Rose by the Charms, on the Chart label from March of 1956. And let's see, it's just about 7:30 here, so it's time to go into the second half hour, and I'm going to play something that I have a funny feeling that many of you may not know. I didn't know this one until recently. If you, and bear with me here a minute, okay?
If you bought, when it came out or later on, Cannibal and the Headhunters, Land of a Thousand Dances on Rampart, and you flipped it over, you were thrilled, and probably still are, to hear a song called I'll Show You How to Love Me. The next record that Cannibal and the Headhunters, a West Coast group, came out with, after that was, by the way, the first one I told you was Rampart number 642. 644, they had something called Now Ninny Now, which you may never play. But the other side of that was a nice ballad, also called Here Comes Love. And believe it or not, they had a third one in there, which would be Rampart 646, which I do not have, and I've never heard, but I know it exists. And the ballad side, I assume, from the title, was called I Need Your Loving. But then they did another one. And the next one, Rampart number 654, from August 1966. Here is Cannibal and the Headhunters, and it's going to sound 1966. Really, really nice ballad. A little too short, though. This is for Bob Hannis. This is called Please, Baby, Please.
And free.
Daniil Deris and an unnamed group on the J Gems label. Do not know the date on that. Obviously, it's 60s sometime, I guess. Daniil Deris, Why Am I Crying? And just before that, on their self-issued CD called Best of the Bronx Acapella, we heard the Five Delights, Danny Levy, Eddie Stokes, Ray Figueroa, Waldo Champin, and Sonny Jordan. And they gave us I'll Never Smile Again. There's no number or label on that CD, but that's what it's called, Best of the Bronx Acapella by the Five Delights. And as I mentioned, Cannibal and the Headhunters, and they were Frankie Garcia, Robert and Joseph Jaramillo, and Richard Lopez on Rampart. Oh, next week, special guest Marv Goldberg should be here. Only an hour this time. Last time he was here, we had 2 hours, but only 1 hour next week, so good buddy and expert on the music and researcher and knowledgeable person, Marv Goldberg, right here on the Big Beat Show at 7 o'clock.
There goes a fool. There goes my heart.
They like to bake in the sun. She's broken every rule.
Oh, yeah, that's good old Herb Reed, the bass of the Platters, taking lead on that one, saying he likes those chicks or girls who bake in the sun. Okay, that's the Platters on Federal from 1953, and that was called Hey Now. And just before that, with Al Brown and his orchestra, something issued only on broadcast in 1973, although it must have been recorded late 50s, the Gay Tunes and There Goes a Fool. And I think we'll go down to Philadelphia right now and go to the Len label, 1958. This group originally was called the Imperials. And just then little Anthony took the name, or, you know, he recorded songs, so they had to change their name to the Parliaments.
The Parliament's on Len and don't need you anymore. Here's something else on the Len label from 1960. I think that's even better than the other one, if you want to say that. The Dream Lovers on the Len label from 1960, and that was Take It From a Fool. The Parliaments gave us Don't Need You Anymore. We have time, for two more. Let's go to the Sportsman on Sunnybrook. This is the Four Sportsmen. This is called Surrender.
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 It's okay to do that if you're an adult, but do not drive if you're drinking that W-I-N-E. And that's the title of that song, by the Hollywood Flames, issued on the Fidelity label in 1952. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show. Richard Skelly is here and chomping at the bit to get on the microphone and give you some good, good blues. And may harmony be with you until next time, when I'll be back at 7 o'clock with my very special guest, Marv Goldberg. And we'll take it out tonight with James Dozier leading the Avalons. This was originally they did this for Groove on November 18th, 1955, but they never issued it. Then they re-recorded it, and it was issued on the Casino label in 1959, and then on the Bim Bam Boom label in 1972. Here are the Avalons, and You Do Something to Me. Good night.
Do, 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 you.